bench.
And that little monkey, she would just, oh, she just loved to get there to that thing and crawl up and get a hold of that. And she'd look around and watch it, see if she's watching it. Mm. When you take your eye off her, well, she'd pretty soon just give it a sling like that. Off it would go. Mm. Her mother'd pick it all up and put it right back there and spank her hands or spank her. Where she needed spanking. And by golly, she'd go right back there and just wait her chance, her opportunity, and do the same thing again. Mm. No. That's human nature, I guess.
That rascally thing was whistling. If you wanted something that was on the other side of the room and you didn't want to get it yourself, what might you ask?
To anyone?
Oh, let's say little Leo was sitting over there with me.
And I'd want him to get me something? I'd say, Neil, would you bring me so-and-so? Or would you please bring me so-and-so? You be real nice to him, and you can accomplish a whole lot more than you can say, you go get that for me before I snatch you ball at it or something.
Yeah. I think you're playing a game.
Yeah, that's right.
I should say not they, but mine do.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. I think it's a true saying that a whole lot more can be accomplished through kindness than you can by trying to drive somebody to do something. I know that applies to myself. If somebody tries to drive me or tell me I've got to do so-and-so, well, then I'm going to balk. Mm-hmm. But if they be kind about it, go about it in a nice, kind way, I'll go out of my way to try to be nice to them. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that applies to children as well as to grown-ups. Yeah.
In playing games as a boy, games where points were scored, did you call it anything? Let's say in old shinny or stick hockey or something like that.
Well, I played a lot of shinny on skates on the ice, but I don't know whether we kept any score of the game or not. But you know, we'd choose up sides, you know, and get an old tin can or something and start to beat it with a club and take after it. And if our side could drive it through the others and get it down to across their goal, well, we'd win. That was the game. Then we'd start in and go again, you know. That's the way we played shinny. And we used to play a game when I was a youngster at school. We'd make a big ring, and we'd all have a stick, and we'd dig out a little hole, you know, to keep that stick in that hole. Well, they call that game driving the old sow, and the old sow was just an old tin can or an old bucket or something. Of course, somebody was elected to drive the old sow, and he'd try to get her in inside this big ring and get her in a little small place in there, you know. And when he'd get her about in there, somebody would jerk his club up out of that hole and run in there to take a whack at it. And when he'd do that, then some other kid would run over and stick his stick in his hole, and then there'd be a scramble. You see, here he'd go, is there which way, trying to get back. The old boy tried it. Drive the old hog in there, well, then he'd see an opportunity, he could make a big dive and get his stick in somebody else's hole, and then the one that was left, then he had to drive the sow. The old sow was way outside someplace, out in the brush or the weeds. Well, he had to go out after and bring her in again.